going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dave Harrigan, last night I was looking at my wallet. Wasn't much in there. And I thought, what's going on? What's different? Why don't I have more money in my wallet? And I thought, what could that be? What could that be? And then I thought, I don't play as much golf with Sam Mitchell anymore. And when I play golf with Sam Mitchell, the former coach of the year, former Timberwolves coach, outstanding player, excellent analyst for NBA TV and NBA radio, I normally would end up with cash. So I thought I'd reach out to him. But then I found out from a conversation last night that he's in the mid-70s on a regular basis. I'm done playing golf with Sam Mitchell, Dave Harrigan. I'm done. I liked him better when he had a job. And he couldn't concentrate on golf as much. So now I don't want to play golf with Sam Mitchell.
You're running scared.
I'm running scared. I want no part of you after you told me about your golf skills last night.
Dude, you had me until you said you looked in your wallet and saw no cash. Some of us look in our wallets. Others look in a safe in the house. You have to go down to the bank and look in the vault. Dad, I can say this about you. You may be popular while you're alive, but when you die, people are going to be digging up around your grave. So I'm looking for all that cash you got hidden away.
What are you talking about?
You're
come on.
Be very popular.
This is...
Remember now, yeah. I knew your dad. I knew Sid now.
Yeah. So. This is what I've missed over the last couple of years. It's great to catch up. You know what I think of you. I first met Sam late in the first year of the Wolves, and we hit it off well. But I learned early, Dave Harrigan, second year of the Wolves had drafted Gerald Glass, and Gerald wasn't playing well. And this is when I was just doing play-by-play and the talk show. And I said something about Gerald has to be in better shape, and I went in the locker room. And this guy from Mercer, who I thought I was getting along with pretty well, he ate me up for lunch. And I learned right there, Sam Mitchell is a strong, smart individual that if you're going to offer up any commentary, you better have facts behind it.
Chad, I don't remember that day. I don't know what you may have done. Did you go out to jail or something? I can't remember, man. Yeah. I'm older now.
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember those skirmishes.
Yeah.
They just make us better, that's all.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, let's get to the series because there's a lot to discuss. The Thunder, if they win 68, and play the way they did during the regular season. To most, that means they should be favored. Why do you believe the Wolves are going to win this series?
Well, nothing against OKC. I think this series can very well go 7. I think if it goes 7, I think the Thunder will win it. You saw that atmosphere in OKC against Denver. And, man, it's just something about role players and even star players. When you get on the road, it's just hard, man. And even though you've done it before, to ask a team to continuously go on the road in a game seven and win a closeout game against a team that's won 6-8 games, that's hard to do. That being said, I do think the Wolves have an excellent opportunity to beat this team. I think one thing about OKC that a lot of people are just not understanding, Jalen Williams really struggled in that series against Denver for about 3 games. Now, he had a breakout game in game seven.
Yep.
But if you watch them play closer in the guts of the game when they need a basket, I've counted one night. SGA shot the ball 7 times in a row. Now, think about that. For a team that won 68 games, for when you need a basket, your star player gives you those 7 field goal attempts in a row, and he was 0 for 7. And so that tells me that this team could be one-dimensional at times, and that other times that they don't have another reliable score. Jalen Williams, as good as he's been, if you look at this team, they only have Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and others are good players, but they're not superstars like a LeBron or Luka or this year's MVP, Shea. So I think they can be got. And I think the Wolves have the formula. When you look at Jay McDaniels and Shea Cousin and Anthony Edwards and others, they can put multiple defenders on him. They give him length, strength, quickness. And so I just look at this, and then those guys, when they're guarding him, they don't have to focus on offense. So I just think that the Wolves are in a unique position to where they can beat the Thunder because, again, Shea does most of his damage where? 17 feet in.
That's it.
And you got the best shot blocker in the league in Rudy Gobert.
I think that's such a good point. And I like Jalen Williams a lot. I'd take him on my team. But if he's your second guy, and it's now game 5, game 6, and they're trapping Shea, and Williams is the guy with the ball with under 5 seconds to go, and Chris Finch does that multiple times, I'm dubious that he's going to hit that shot 75% of the time if it's an open shot. I think some teams, Sam, are great regular season teams and might not be great playoff teams. Some are the opposite. They're built with their depth and their versatility to be a 6-month team. But are they built to play a team that is playing at their peak level? Now, the Wolves have not done that yet. They played inferior competition. But I truly believe if the Wolves play their A game about half the time in this series, I think the Wolves are going to win this series.
Again, Stan, I think they can do it. I think it's going to have to be done at 6. I think it's imperative. And tonight started going OKC. OKC got to be mentally drained from a 7-game series against Denver that they could have won. You know, that game started with Denver in control of that game.
Right.
You know, started that game in the first quarter the way you have to start a game 7 on the road. They took the crowd out of it. But that depth, that relentless pressure, and that's the thing when I say my only question was, are they mature enough to – and what I mean by that is OKC is going to pressure you. They're going to play 10. Those guys are going to pick you up. They're going to be into you.
Yep.
They're going to be slapping. If you get caught up in the officiating and you get caught up in the fouls that are not called and stuff affect you because of lack of maturity, you're going to lose this series. You got to adapt to the rules that the referee is going to allow you to play. And then you just got to – one thing that I would love – I don't want to see Anthony Edwards take half of his shots from the three-point line. Not to say I don't want him to shoot threes, but the deeper you go into the playoffs, Chad, the more that three-point percentage goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Boston Celtics, people.
Yep.
Go back in history and look at the Houston Rockets with James Harden. Don't tell me nobody can miss 27 in a row. Chad, every time people say it can't get worse, it reminds me of a teammate of mine. I'm not going to mention his name. In blackjack, and he kept by the rules of blackjack. They say every time you lose, double your bet. So think about it from this standpoint: with $10 and lose, go to 20, 40, 80. It gets up there. So if you start
dangerous
at 100, I saw this guy lose 15 hands in a row.
Ooh,
do the math. Starting at $100.
Oh my God!
So when you say it can't get worse,
wow,
I've seen it happen, man. So again, I would just love to see Anthony. I still want him to take 5 or 6 a game and be careful about it. But I want to see him get downhill because once Chad or Hartenstein comes over to try to block shots, Denver exposed OKC, their lack of size, not with Chad and Hardenstein, but at the 1, 2, and 3 position, they're not big, they're not long, they're not physical, and you can beat them on the glass at those positions.
Let's do this. Let's put Sam on hold. We'll come back right away, and we'll talk more with Sam Mitchell. Great, as always. Glad to have him back on the show. It's been way too long. I want to talk Pella. I want to talk Pella, and I want to talk about the best windows in the business. How confident are you about your windows, right? You take them for granted, right? But are you still within a warranty? Could you be saving money? Are they getting old? Reach out to Pella at PellaNorthland.com and have them come out for a free visit to your condo and house. They'll be honest. They're not going to come up, "Well, we got to replace every window." No, they've been in business for 100 years. They have a phenomenal reputation. This is a competitive business. They're going to tell you what you need, not throw on added cost. I did the same with the house I'm living in now. I had them out early last year, and they made changes. They probably changed 4 or 5 windows in the rest of the house, but they pretty significantly changed my kitchen area, and it is immensely better. You want to see a showroom? They have a showroom in Woodbury and in Plymouth. I've been in a home with Pella Windows. This house was built over 20 years ago. I'm moving this summer. Guess what? Pella Windows and Doors at that house. For a great deal, the month of May is perfect for PellaNorthland.com. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. Don't hesitate. PellaNorthland.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right back with the former NBA Coach of the Year, one of the original Timberwolves, one of the signature Timberwolves, Sam Mitchell back with us. Wolves and Thunder tonight, game one. We talked about this a little bit last night when we chatted. What's interesting about this is this, they played the 3 of the 4 games in a relatively short period of time. And this is when Gobert, Randall, and Dante were out. Those are 3 of your 8 best players. Randall has been their best player in this series, at least their most consistent. So when we want to make all these grand declarations about, well, here's what happened in the matchups, if 3 of your top 8 guys don't play in 3 games, it's hard to really come up with a definitive conclusion, correct?
Yeah, it does, Chad. And I remember that time with when everything was going on and everybody just thought the sky was going to fall out for the Timberwolves. And I think that's when they were at their best, really. They got their stuff together and they got a chance to sit back and watch everyone play. And I think people misunderstood who and what Julius Randle. And I think, Chad, it was a little bit of a letdown being traded. I think Julius Randle and Dante were very happy in New York, being a part of playing in the Garden, and, you know, Dante with that Villanova connection, and then Julius being there settled in New York.
Sure.
Having played some of his best basketball. being out watching how this team play, and then I think this team finally realized, man, they're not any aspirations of getting to the finals or winning the championship just wasn't going to happen without Julius Randle. And I think once they came to that realization, and I think they embraced what he brings to the table, look how this team is taking off right now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's as simple as this. I think he's playing like a superstar in the playoffs. You know, I mean, don't undersell his defense on LeBron and Luka.
Yeah. Julius Randle was a third team all. He's capable of taking his games to different new heights. So we've seen this from Julius Randle before. People forget that.
Yeah, no, it's fair. And I think he's played better here, but maybe I got too caught up in some of the games when he was so ball-stopping and ball-dominant.
Stop watching TV, man. Stop listening to those people. Form your own opinion, Chad. Stop listening to them, man. They don't.
Oh, no, no. I was forming my own, but listen, there's this guy in NBA TV I listen to too much. I mean, I don't know. He's.
No, you weren't listening to me because I've been on Julius Randle and saying how much I love Julius Randle for the last 5 years. I mean, I love a physical player that beats guys up with the basketball.
And is under control when he does it.
Well, look, but Chad, this is what irks me. People think every player's perfect. They're not. All players got some warts, man. As a coach, you got to do the thing to hide them, right? You sometimes have to protect players from themselves. Sometimes, Flip, you say this all the time, your best strength can be your worst weakness.
Yep.
Right? He'd be your biggest enemy. And so that's why you have a coach to remind you, to get you back in place and check you at times. But Julius Randle has been an excellent player. He's never been a problem in the locker room, on or off the floor. He's a family man that loves his family. So I'm trying to figure out what this narrative that makes this guy like he's uncoachable, that he's a bad guy. You don't make third team All-NBA. And you have to say this. The Knicks were a lot better than what they had been in the past. Before Julius Randle got there.
Yep. No, that's fair. I'm glad you mentioned Flip. Obviously, the two of us were very, very close and miss him. And life would be better if he was here. But there's a lot of comparisons now to Flip and his run with Chris Finch. And I have immense respect for Flip. He was a great coach, and he left us too soon. I will say this, though. I think one of the differences, and you know this better than me, is Flip not often went at KG. Flip not often went at Rasheed Wallace or Ben Wallace, whereas Chris will go at Ant hard. He'll go at Julius hard. You coached. You were tough. Where is that balance of wanting to have the right dynamic, wanting that trust, but also willing to go at your top players and not just going at the seventh guy and blaming him? And then the other guys on the team feel, of course, it's the eighth guy, the third guy off the bench is getting yelled at when really the star player didn't do that right.
And I'm going to say something to the people. Everybody listen closely. Turn your volume up. All that stuff calling out players is overrated. It's about understanding who your player is and understanding what it takes to reach them. Look, there are some players that need that. Okay, I've been around guys. Some guys need it. When I had to do it, Chad, I never enjoyed it. These are adults. We are professionals, right? And now the thing about Flip did it in his way. Flip got to know you. Think about something, Chad.
Yeah.
Everybody, I've never had guys play for a coach. The guys that played a lot liked the coach. The guys that didn't couldn't stand the coach. Think about something. Very rarely, if you were the 12th man on the team, did you have a problem with Flip? Flip had a unique ability to get what he needed out of every player, but form a different type of relationship with each one, right? And that was Flip's uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Flip didn't have to scream and yell and curse at guys to get what he wanted. Look, but KG wasn't that type of player. You didn't have to come and yell and scream at KG. KG, you know this, Chad. If KG was playing bad, he done beat himself up so bad by the time we got into the locker room.
That's fair.
You can't say nothing to him.
Yeah,
right?
Fair.
He done cursed himself. He done degenerated himself. Flip didn't have to, man. So Flip understood. Look, but Anthony Edwards is different. Anthony Edwards is one of those type guys that he don't mind a coach getting into him a little bit. He probably needs that sometimes because he understands who he is as a person and as a player. And sometimes he falls off and he doesn't mind that. So I'm going to say this, man. Look at the coaches who are left. The four coaches left. Mm-hmm. None of them really are known for screaming and yelling and berating players. I'm going to tell you something, Chad. If you're constantly doing that, I'm going to ask you a question. Who just finished coaching the Denver Nuggets?
David Adelman.
Who was the coach before?
Mike Malone.
What was his reputation?
Really tough. Really tough on players.
And what did he do constantly in the newspapers and on TV?
Cut him up, but he also won a title.
Okay, where is he now? Sitting where I'm sitting, right?
Yeah,
watching basketball from
Scrabble.
Home.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, again, what I'm going to tell you is nothing against Coach Malone and stuff, but you have to know, and you can't coach like that in one place a long time. If you look at Flip's longevity, if you look at Coach Finchland's longevity, it ain't because they're coming in the locker room screaming and yelling and cursing. It's because there's times that you do that, and when you have to do it, the number one thing that you have to do is direct it to the person that deserved it. Don't direct it to the entire team. If you're man enough to do that when you have to do it, you're going to gain the respect of your players. And so I would say what Chris Finch and what Flip and all the four coaches that are left in this tournament has is that they've understood the relationship they have to have with each and every player on that roster. You do it today's coaching, Chad, is about relationships, right? And you got to know what buttons to pick, to push. And I think Chris Finch has done an unbelievable job of doing that. Whether it's with Julius, because he haven't coached Julius now the same way. He's lit into Anthony Edwards, but he hasn't been as firm and tough with Julius because he don't have to be, because Julius may not need that type of coaching.
Great insight as always, whether it's during this playoff run or sometime this summer. Get up here. Let's get together, play golf, hang out. Miss you. Great insight. Enjoy your day, and we will definitely talk soon.
I got one thing, and I got on Dan, your counterpart. I got on Dan about this.
Yeah.
Y'all keep inviting me to come up on my own dime.
Well, you're rich.
But I'm giving y'all all this great.
Well, Dan's rich. I mean, Dan could fly up easy.
Chad, stop.
He's got a private plane.
Lola,
don't you know
that? I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about Chad. I'm talking about those big entities that y'all work for.
Barrero.
Big numbers outside them big buildings that, you know. Because I know how long Dan been doing that, about 80 years in Minneapolis.
He's got a private plane. He could fly it easy. I mean, easy. I'm just hanging. I'm just trying to get by.
Chad, you know Dan got the first dollar he ever made.
That's probably true. That's true.
He's in his sock, in his shoe.
Yeah, we all probably do to a certain degree. All right, man. Be well. Great stuff. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
All right, Chad.
Sam Mitchell, right here. News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.